Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, right? Always in your face. Always in your face. Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani. Real big A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on your FM dial, on iHeart, on every single social media platform, on KKTC 99.9 FM, on the AM. You, bottom line, if you can't find me, you don't know how to do research. Anyway, folks, welcome to the Hostile Zone. It's another wonderful day on the Hostile Zone, but today's even more wonderful. We have the final return of Miss Bianca C. That's me.
Bianca C., that's me. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. 6, 5 months later or whatever.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, everything has been going busy, but, you know, I couldn't stay away.
you are working hard on projects.
I was. And I can't explain too much because I signed a non-disclosure.
Let me put it out there, folks. For, you know, let me put my lawyer hat on. Miss Bianca C. signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement on the project that she's working on. Mm-hmm. And she can't disclose today on the show.
Not today.
Maybe in the future.
Yes.
But today. Thanks, she keeps going back. She's back on the show. How do you feel?
I feel refreshed and good. And like, I've been so inspired like crazy. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Carrie, how do you feel about Bianca being back?
Awesome. We miss you very much.
Carrie's going to say, thank God I don't have to work alone with Eric anymore.
See, there you go. Somebody's got to do it. And hopefully it ain't me, right?
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to hang out.
Well, I've been watching the show, you know.
Have you watched Unplugged?
I have too, yes. Okay. I've been watching both shows, and it feels like I haven't missed a day. But I'm glad to be back in the seat.
Well, we mention you every show. You're still in the show.
Folks, if you are
watching on your TV screen, on your cable provider, out west, we're on several networks. But if we're not on your TV, demand it. But on the bottom of the screen, if you're watching, is the topic of the show and all of the contact information. You can get us at The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. You can get us at Eric at thehostilezone.com, Bianca at thehostilezone.com, and always you can get me at Eric@ericandrewsinani.com because I am listening. Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Right? We're here. It's been an experience, but we're here.
Yes.
And even with all the smiles and fun that Bianca's back.
I forgot how comfy this couch is.
Yeah, right?
But
we're going to be talking about a very sensitive topic.
And what's that topic?
We're going to be talking about something that's been dominating the headlines. And there's probably so much mis and disinformation out there. Mm-hmm. Those of you that are fan and pay attention to the show, you know the difference between mis and disinformation because we did a whole episode on it.
I definitely know that.
Right? Thank you. Would you like to tell the folks what the difference between mis and disinformation is?
No, you've explained it better.
All right. I do the terminology.
Yes.
For those that did not tune into that episode, but you must do it now, misinformation is when the person projecting the information made a mistake and they did not provide accurate information, but they did not do it nefariously. Word of the day. They didn't do it nefariously. They did it because it happened accidentally. And that might have serious repercussions for some people. Whatever it might be, but disinformation, D-I-S, is intentional, basically lies. Anybody that looks up this show or you look me up, there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of lies, fake truths out there. Okay. I implore my bots and trolls feel free to reach out to me. I'll provide you the documentation of the proof. Not what it says on the news.
That I feel that stalkers. I'm sorry about.
But anyway, misinformation and disinformation about the P. Diddy case.
Oh, yes. That's
so we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to pull back that curtain tonight, right? Pulling back that curtain on waste, fraud, abuse, police misconduct, and on what is factually going on. I'm going to put my lawyer hat on, my public administrator hat, my constitutional hat on, my politician hat maybe. Who knows? We'll see. I don't know.
I know. And get your checkbook ready. You never know. Entertainment hat on.
You're a performer. And you probably can talk a lot to this stuff happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's a music business. They call it a business
it's
for
a business.
Reason.
Right. It's a bit. Thank you. That was very smart. Business. It is brutal. Right. It really. Hey, Carrie.
A lot
how many,
of
I mean, don't say how many years. You've been in Hollywood. It's a business, right? People are a commodity. Right?
Yes, they are. People live off of those people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're like leeches. They're like leeches. Yeah.
I know. And I got to say, a lot of people get taken advantage because, you know, you get promised the world. And then, you know, if you're not smart enough or you don't know better, it makes you do things.
I wouldn't
that
say not smart enough.
Not informed enough. Not yes. Informed. Thank you for letting me.
Because, you know, it doesn't mean
you're not informed enough.
You might be naive and not see reality.
Yes. And then
or you want to believe
you might
this person's
be in a position
person.
That you don't want to be in.
Right.
Like they would say, you might sell your soul to the devil. You know
you
what I mean? You don't want to sell your soul to the devil.
I walked my mic out. Like I didn't scratch it up on everybody.
Oh, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's so hot.
Oh, it's so hot. Did she hear that? Woo, welcome to the show. She was like, you're so hot. Great.
I was going to say, because of the
anyway. So, I didn't realize it. I'm so loud, I project.
It's not that. It's just like a side projector. I see like somebody commenting, you're so hot. And then I just read it.
They do pop up. Yeah, the live feed.
I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, my bots and trolls. So, anyway, let me give a little background. So, tonight we're going to dive into a much talked about controversy. And wherever you stand, folks, or you stand, Miss Bianca, or wherever, this is not an opinion-based conversation. This is just what's going on and what we know to be reality. We have a guest here that'll be coming in shortly who has an extensive amount of experience, prior military intelligence experience, high-end security, firearms. He's an expert in protection. So he's a great, awesome. He's going to be bringing him in to talk about this a little bit. I'm sure he knows a little bit about NDAs and private and providing personal security for people. This whole P. Diddy thing seems to have been taking up the headlines.
I think so.
You know, Sean P. Diddy Combs, formerly known Puff Daddy. What other names did he have? Is that it? P. Diddy, Puff Daddy? Right now he's inmate
That's
number
all
something.
I know.
Right now he's inmate number something. And that would innocent until proven guilty. My favorite document here, the Constitution, several copies. And my book will be out this month, folks. Okay. This month. So be sure to follow us. I will be giving out. People who subscribe, you'll get a copy of my book, free of charge, autographed. I also have a promo to give out with Audible and Amazon with my book as well. But we'll get into that. I just was bringing up the Constitution.
How interesting. I'm definitely going to want a copy and a signed copy.
A signed copy, of course. Right? Actually, it'll
sure
be book signing.
Turner.
It's a page turner. It's a page turner. And yes, there will be book signing opportunity. There are several. I've already we've set up with Barnes & Noble, Books A Billion or something like that, and a couple other bookstores. And then obviously some of my favorite places in Jersey. I'll be doing book signing. So I'll be giving you more information on that. Stay tuned on that. The Constitution is an interesting conversation, and that's why we're talking here on this case. We're going to be talking about what we know to be factual. What I was saying is everybody's innocent until proven guilty. Now, in this day and age with social media running rampant, anybody and their mother having access to a phone with a camera and they could just send it up on the internet, you tend to want to believe what it is you read. I say it on this show all the time. If you Google somebody or if you use DuckDuckGo or Bing, whatever you use, you have to pay attention to what actually you're reading. You have to see the source of where it came from. A lot of people pay to be higher on a search result. And that applies a lot with the news helping the government by immediately allowing people to believe somebody's automatically guilty. Everybody believes Sean P. Diddy Combs is guilty, right? I mean, that's the way they talk, right?
Yeah.
Nobody talks with an ounce of respect about him, and nobody's factually proven anything that he's done.
What I've heard is that anybody that's been in touch with P. Diddy and all these stars are, like, basically shunning him. And also, like,
famous, you find out who your friends are.
Yeah. Now he's like, now you know who your real friends are. There's a lot of
in this game, there's no friends. You know,
you can't blame the people that are trying to distance them from him because it's a horrible crime
Don't distance unless if you know something's up.
Well, they don't want to be questioned because they don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If anybody understood government, and when we bring Mac in a few minutes, he'll help me explain this. Mm-hmm. If anybody understands how the investigative world works, and you know I have experience in investigation directly, forget the intelligence background. I have actual investigative experience. People are worrying about backing off now. It's way too late. That investigation has been going on for quite a long time. Yeah. They got stacks of papers and files, audio tapes, video, whatever they got, bad English there, whatever they have, they've had for a while. So if you decide today I'm going to distance myself from him, that's not going to change the 5 years that they've been watching it, that you're on recordings and everything. So it's just so stupid. All it says, honestly, folks, what it says is your character. If you, this is just me, and I'm putting a little human in now. I'm putting a little human in this. I'm putting a little human intelligence, okay. Little behavioral analyst in here. What this says to John Q. Public, who might be on a jury, they think about you when you backed away from the person. That says something about your character, and it says something about potential guilt. Stand by your friends.
I really don't think that's the case.
Stand by your friends.
There's a lot of people that went to that party.
So they should just be, I was there.
Well, you know, that white parties is
known
as networking.
Right, exactly.
So during a certain hours, I'm sure if they saw something that they're not supposed to see or they don't want to be, I'm sure they leave.
I mean, back unless in the day, stay, I used to see Puffy. He was Puffy. No good, all
but
the
like,
time.
if you feel uncomfortable or doing seeing things that you wouldn't do, like me, like if I go to a party and network and I see something uncomfortable, I'm gonna leave right away.
Right.
To be honest, you know, I'm not gonna stay. And I'll be like, you know what? Sometimes it's not even worth to stay, even if this person is here.
It's not worth like it. All the other things that are going on.
Exactly.
And you know what? Here's another one, and you could probably attest to this.
Okay.
And I know this well in my world, and our guest that's coming on, Mac, I'm sure will back me up. Don't go to these things if you're going to network. Don't use substances. Don't drink. Keep your mind. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yep.
Keep your clarity, right?
Yeah.
When we go out to things, right? I don't drink because I'm out in public and I want to know what's going on and I want to be able to defend myself and the people I'm with.
But there's a rumor going on too that we're at the party that we're drugged up or something. They were actually, it wasn't in the liquor. It was in
the massage oil.
It was in the juices, like cranberry or orange juice.
Didn't you learn that in high school? Don't drink the jungle juice.
Yeah.
And I learned don't eat the brownies.
Like when you're at a club or something, you have the bottle service, whatever, like, and they lay it out.
Right.
They probably put stuff in there in order for, you know, and I used to be one of those type of people that I would just mix the juices and I wouldn't even drink the liquor.
Right.
So then it looks like I'm still having a mixed drink and still thinking that like, I'm having fun.
I actually have a great idea.
But
and when we bring that on, I'm going to
I'm not
that
even going to do that because once I heard about that,
you don't want to touch anything.
I don't want to
bring
touch anything.
Bring your own.
You know, like, I'd rather have like a sealed.
What if it happened to a flask?
You know what I mean?
You carry a flask with your own stuff in
it. No, I wouldn't even carry a flask.
They have women's flasks now. Right? I don't know.
Might as well bring a Stanley or something, you know?
Just kidding. A Stanley?
Yeah, now, I think that's
okay. They are not a sponsor. Don't plug them.
Just
now,
kidding.
Now, hey, Carrie, you got to reach out to the Stanley drink thing, whatever they are, and now they got a free bite of editing out.
It's just funny.
Yeah, no, it's true, though. It's true. It's true.
But, yeah, like, I'm just extra cautious because, like...
Do you have any personal stories that you've had experiences or do you want to talk about or not?
Yeah, I mean,
don't give names because I don't want to get you in trouble.
You know what, to be honest, I forget the names because, like, once it's... once you're not important to me, I forget right. name. I'm sorry. I just do.
I forget names in general.
You know, but I never forget a face. Right. That's one thing.
I have that rule. I have a face, and if I see a face, I even know if I like them or I don't.
If I get a good vibe, yeah. okay, but if you have a bad vibe, I'm like,
Generally, though, you remember the face of the person you hate.
Yeah.
I found that because I've met people, and I'm like, I know that face, and I know that I don't like you. Mm-hmm. And then I'll meet somebody, and they're like, I should know them, but I forgot them because they're friendly face. And they're like, that's terrible. You forgot. No, because the friendly person, I don't got to be aware of. Mm-hmm. I got to be weary of the one I don't like.
I always remember the face about of where the situation was. Like, I'll remember every the little situation? Detail.
Are we going Jersey Shore? Yeah.
Every detail of where I've seen that person's face, but I would never remember their name.
Their face?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
In your face.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. We miss you.
There is a
swirling world of accusations and the fallout on this P. Diddy thing is just amazing. Is amazing.
It really is. Oh,
I actually forgot. I apologize. You were about to tell. Did something specifically happen to you or no?
Well,
I almost cut that off. I'm sorry.
There's situations. I mean, I was a smart young girl, to be honest, even though like saying to everybody to try to go to the top or to try to meet people that I'm supposed to meet in the industry, I could tell who was fake and who wasn't. Right. That it was like, yeah, I can introduce you to this person, blah, blah, but you know, you should meet this person, blah, blah. And then I can tell by what they wear, what they drive. They try to like show what, if you show off too much, you're a phony.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there was situations like, you know, their posse or group, but they would always entourage. Try to like, yeah, the entourage. Yes, you got to always look out for the entourage.
You know, they I always
sometimes
say,
would be disrespectful.
You know what I say too, and this is a key point. I didn't want to interrupt, but I didn't want to forget. If you should always try to take notice of the license plate in the car.
Mm.
Because when things happen and you got something happened to you, you ended up in a bad situation, you'll forget a lot, especially if you're a roofie. Mm-hmm. You have no memory. But if you jotted down a color and a plate number of one car that you saw before you got roofied, mm-hmm. even if it turns out to be a great night, then you just throw it out.
Well, yeah.
But if it turns out to be a bad night, you have that protection that you know at least one person that was there and clearly can say that they know what happened.
Mm, yeah. Well, I was actually lucky.
Or text it to somebody.
I was actually lucky. The smart thing is to always have the person with you that's smart and that can look out for you. Like I've had.
Or somebody somebody breaks somebody's kneecap.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Hey, it happens.
I had my father actually come to places with me in order to have that protection. You know what I mean? So like if they didn't want my father there, then I'm not going.
Right. And that reminds me of that movie, Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
Where the mother and the right? Mm-hmm. Sound of Freedom. That was a terrible situation. Remember?
Yeah, and they thank my father for that because, you know, like that's another situation that you got to be aware of, like the human trafficking.
Yeah.
Because you could do an audition or whatever and they'll say, oh, no parents allowed.
Yeah, no.
And then next thing
anybody
you know,
says no parent allowed, that's like telling you your agent can't be there.
Then fine. Then your business is not welcome.
Right. If you're good enough to be in front of this person, to try out and perform or whatever audition, then they're good enough for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not happy to have your parent or an agent in the room,
then
they're
no
not
good.
Worth it. And mm-hmm. that means if you got to that person, you're either quality enough that you can go to anybody else,
mm-hmm.
or you really weren't quality and they were just being nefarious. They were just going to use you.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you're safe.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Either way, you're safe. So here's the thing, though. This is going far beyond Hollywood.
Yeah.
We're talking former presidents were at these parties. We're talking some major influential people.
I think it's like the same people from the Epstein scene. Right. Sometimes we go to that party.
And you know, never know. Epstein committed suicide, right, folks? Only person to commit suicide. I know this jail, that federal correctional looks like. It's not going to happen. You're not able to do that. You know, I'm just sorry. I don't want to get into details on Epstein, but. I'm sorry. I don't believe he committed suicide. I'm sure our guest will agree with me when he comes on.
I believe that he didn't either.
I believe he was going to talk. And I believe that he wasn't going to talk. And somebody made him not talk.
I mean, with a high case like that, of course, the person should be watch 24/7.
I got a whole philosophy on Epstein.
I think,
when we get Mac in here, I'm going to say it now, mark it down, because I know he's in the green room, Mac. Listen, I think he worked for Mossad, which is the Israeli intelligence. That's the Israeli version of CIA.
Of who?
Mossad.
Mossad.
They are the Israeli of CIA. Mm. Now, were they looking to do bad things to us? No. I'm not saying that. Yeah. It was good to get information from people there. Mm. I don't think they wanted to compromise anybody. I don't think that was the purpose. Mm-hmm. But I think to get information, and I think to get access. Because Epstein absolutely has nothing to offer on the table. He had nothing to offer. What the only thing he had to offer to anybody, folks, was access. He was not an intelligence asset. He had nothing to the game. He brought nothing. And I'm sure when we bring our guest in, he'll agree that he brings nothing to the table other than access. One of the biggest things with Mossad in Israel, and then we're going to move off back to P. Diddy, they are not trying to do something, but they always are checking to see if we are sharing our intelligence with them. Because we're partners in a lot of things. And I think that that is what their goal is, to just make sure we did tell them everything. But with that, folks, we're going to go on a break. Don't go anywhere, because otherwise we're going to call Mossad on you. We'll be right back.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Thank you for sticking through the commercial. We appreciate that. And I'm sure our sponsors and commercials appreciate that.
Yeah.
So as we were moving, and I went off a little bit on Epstein, but we're back to P. Diddy with these freak-off parties, right?
Yes.
But let me start off the show with today's relevant quote.
Okay, what's the quote?
Okay. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Hmm. Good one.
Okay.
Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton, this timeless quote reminds us that unchecked power often leads to unchecked behavior, a theme that seems to echo through this unfolding saga. I thought that was pretty relevant.
That was.
It really is, like, when we get into the United States, checks and balances, balance of power. One piece can't have more power than the other. This way, everybody works together equally.
Very.
Moving into this point, what do you hear in the entertainment? Have you heard anything up to date with this?
Well, I follow the social media sometimes.
You had something from Perez Hilton, though, right?
Today, it was on like TikTok or something that he had a court date today, and there was like a couple of victories for him. Basically,
innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. I'm going to say it 1,000 times. Not that I'm a supporter, but I'm a supporter of the Constitution.
The first one was that he didn't want to show up to court in shackles because that would make him look guilty to the jury. So his lawyer told the judge about that situation, and the judge approved. Sean Puffy Combs, P. Diddy, didn't show up to court.
I mean, that is, generally do that. I mean, I find that to be pretty normal. You'll see somebody, they get a suit brought to them in the county jail, you know, wherever they are. He's in federal holding.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't bother me. I don't, you know, but to be honest, like, if you have the money for a good lawyer, of course you're going to be paying top dollar. And of course, I wouldn't want to be in handcuffs either. You know what I mean?
Shackled.
So I feel bad for, like, the people that can't afford a good lawyer and that they show up to the jury, to the court in shackles. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So he didn't want to have that bad impression because he wants to have a chance.
Right.
So, okay. I get that.
Yeah. You know, we have to have a fair and equitable system. We have due process, several amendments of the Constitution, and then the 14th Amendment, due process, meaning you need to be treated a certain way and you're afforded certain rights. And I think that public perception sometimes is negative. And you are innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
But the way the media plays things out,
they always put guilty.
And so I was saying, like, innocent until proven guilty. And I think what you're saying with the shackles and stuff, it is true, because when you're in court, everybody and you're on the media is running stories and we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. But at least on this show, I am very serious. I lay it down, innocent until proven guilty. I don't care who you are. You are innocent of proven guilty by a jury of your peers. But here's the problem. It's kind of hard to get a jury of your peers when you're wearing shackles and the government is playing you out to be the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he did it or not, I don't know. It's not for me to decide. I'm not on his jury. But at the end of the day, he is afforded the same rights you and everybody else are.
Right. I could see the legality to that situation. And hey, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
And before we came on, too, you mentioned to me that it was something about his cell being searched.
Yes, allegedly that his cell.
Allegedly, I like that.
Yes, allegedly his cell was raided. So they found, like, notes about on a calendar of his, like a personal planner calendar.
Yeah.
To his lawyer, allegedly,
I mean, yeah,
the notes,
right.
and
saying, you don't even know, right.
And it's like a keeping track on bribery certain victims.
Well, here's the thing.
Allegedly,
I'm glad you brought that up.
And yeah. Finding dirt on them as well.
Here's the thing, and you made a great point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a twofold.
They scratched that evidence. The lawyer and
his
defense. So I think they scratched that. Allegedly, they scratched that. They're not using those notes in the case.
Well, here's what I have to say about that.
That's the impression that I got when I heard about
on
this.
On the legal
side
of it.
Yeah. But what do you think?
And this is the first I'm hearing of some of this, because you got this from your entertainment people.
Mm-hmm.
But spinning it into a little bit of a legal talk. Number one, your Fourth Amendment is your right to protections from persons in the government, from intrusion of your person space, mm-hmm. your objects, your materials, your papers, your things, yourself. You're all that.
Yeah.
That is your Fourth Amendment protection. Right. They need a search warrant. But here is the caveat. He's in a federal lockup. There is no expectation of privacy. And there is no need for a search warrant to search his cell.
Yeah,
because any inmate
was,
that's in there, they can be searched.
Yeah, but that defense was the notes allegedly.
But there you
to
go. Yes, that, so is, that is
that's
the other
lawyer
hand.
And
that is that. Is, yes, that
right?
is privileged. Yes, good word.
Okay.
That is the word. That is privileged material. That is attorney-client. Attorney-client work product, we would call it.
Okay.
But here's the thing, and this is a very, very funny catch. Depending on who's your lawyer, obviously he has a good lawyer. If it were me defending this case, I would make that same argument, because who's to say what on those papers were actually meant for his lawyer? Hand
right.
in the air, right? If
mm-hmm.
you're listening at all, my hands are up like a shrug. I would say, if I was him, everything I write in my cell that was confiscated, it's meant for my lawyer. That is communication
maybe.
My lawyer. Therefore, it is fruits of the poisonous tree, big term, meaning the poisonous tree and anything that the tree grows is not admissible to court.
Mm.
So if you're taking attorney-client product and it's privileged information and you're taking it, even though there's not an expectation of privacy in the federal correctional cell, there is an expectation of privacy with communication between his attorney and himself.
Right.
There is one time that that is not legal, and there is really a main time when information with an attorney is not confidential, and that's when you're trying to cover a crime up, and your attorney cannot partake in helping you cover a crime. Then that privileged information then is subject to search. But otherwise, it's off limits. So that is a great tool for them to use to say, hey, you can't see any of this. But on the other hand, he doesn't have an expectation of privacy regardless. He should be having these conversations with his lawyer direct. But if you're in lockup and there's no actual good contact and he has a lot of hours on his time to think, maybe he is writing notes. Now, you did say something about bribe, right? Yeah. Bribing victims.
Bribing victims.
Let's be very clear. Let's be very clear on this. Okay, I want to be very clear, folks. When you're talking about bribing a victim, if you're talking about civil court, then he can pay somebody to stay quiet. Hush money. There's nothing illegal about that in the civil side. Yes, but not on the criminal side. So if you're trying to bribe somebody or get dirt on them or whatever, which honestly, any good defense counsel is going to have great investigators working to gather as much information and intelligence and information on every witness and victim.
But I thought it was illegal to do that. Like, hasn't people been accused and brought to court because of bribery like that?
In criminal, for instance. And I don't want to bring President Trump into the negative light.
But
you were thinking of the hush money case. Now, he was charged criminally, but not for the actual hush money. That's not the crime. The crime is never what you do. It's the cover up that makes it worse. But
it does. It makes
but
it
here's
feel
the thing.
More guilty.
He was. It wasn't
cry.
About.
I don't know. You know.
It wasn't about paying Stormy Daniels money. Okay. It wasn't. It was about that the money came from places where that money shouldn't have been used for that.
You're getting into a
seahole
on that side.
But I'm saying, but you're
talking about PD.
But I'm saying, you mentioned bribing, you know, victims and witnesses. If it's in civil court, it's about money. When you go to civil court, you're suing for damages. You're suing for punitive damages, mm-hmm. meaning punishment, and you're suing for compensatory damages, which is the big money. Usually the punitive is the lower number, and the compensatory is usually huge. Mm. One is the punishment, and one is the, I'm sorry it happened to you, I'm going to give you this. So that punitive is punishment, compensatory is, actually, either way, you get all the money. That's civil court. It's about money. In the beginning, if you're trying to pay, if he was trying to, let's say Trump was paying Stormy Daniels to shut her mouth, it's no different than if he went to court and had to pay her money anyway and lost in court. It's the same thing. But when you're now, if you're talking criminal, then that is now that is witness tampering, jury nullification. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think at the moment.
You have to know if it's civil or criminal. And I think that is where the general public is not really in tuned to what the legal system is and how it works. It's kind of like, and I'm going to leave it with this last sentence on that. O.J. Simpson found not guilty in criminal court.
Mm-hmm.
Done. But he was guilty in civil court. Two different courts. One is beyond a reasonable doubt, 99.999%. And in civil court, it's a preponderance of evidence, meaning 51% is a win, 49% is a loss.
Okay.
That would never work in criminal court.
No.
You need 99.9. Two different thresholds, two different worlds. People can connect the two. O.J. Simpson was never convicted of murder, even though he got the civil suit says he did. Mm-hmm. Big point.
Oh, there was one more thing, too, that allegedly what I heard was that P. Diddy has lost weight in the jail because he's not drinking and he's not eating enough because he's so used to the good life food, I guess.
Yeah.
He hasn't been eating as much, so he lost weight.
Yeah. He's at a interesting correctional institution. Should we bring our guest in to chat with us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Carrie, bring in Mac. Bring in Mac, and we'll let him introduce himself quickly, and he'll give us some insight to the show and on this. Mac, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Introduce yourself in less than 30 seconds.
Michael McDermott, former U.S. Marine, security, firearms instructor, home defense, etc.
You're a security expert, trainer. You have a very interesting career.
Thank you. Consultant to two presidents, the UN, etc.
United Nations, two presidents. And the IC, and the intelligence community. We'll throw that out there.
Mainly, yes, sir. Mainly, at your service and the audience's at the audience. I'm in service to the audience. Now, am I supposed to put my two cents in on this?
Yes.
How do you want to go?
I mean, you were listening.
Well, I mean, I'm very intrigued by your education as an attorney because you're separating emotion from the law. And that's very important.
You have to.
Unfortunately, in this country, we don't have gag orders on the media. Now, they said that's free press.
Right.
I don't agree.
Well, nice kitty back there. What's the cat's name? He's on screen. Say hi to the cat, everybody. It's okay. I didn't mean to screw you up.
Oh, this is Charger.
Charger?
I have three. I have Charger, Kiki, and Virgil.
So, yeah, you were saying about not a gag order. I agree.
Important is that people are tried in the media.
They are. And then you can never get that stuff taken down. So regardless of what actually the outcome was, good luck on that.
Well, what's interesting, as you know, you're a historian, okay? And which I have a great respect for. But here's
obviously we go. We know each other previously, so.
Here's this: you're a historian on many levels, okay? And in the intelligence community, people want to say trite, fake news. There's manufactured news.
Right.
Okay.
You heard me say disinformation and misinformation in the beginning.
Okay. There's a lot. As you said in your other show, this is very important for people to hear. There's misinformation that's put out there to distract the public from other things that are going on.
Right.
I'll repeat
that. But it's not nefarious. It's not nefarious.
There are stories that are grandiosized. I know that's not a word. There are stories that are blown up.
Grandiosity would be the correct vocabulary.
The Germans, I don't like to make a comparison to our media, but the Germans were very good at it. In certain countries, they do it on a regular basis.
But they're state-run media usually.
Exactly. In China, where they have state-run media, that is a
Iran, Russia.
It's a regular thing. But at the same time, we are supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Why is so much misinformation allowed to happen?
You know why? Because people consume it. And there's commercials that run in between that. Right. And it's about clickage. I could tell you from my experience, Mac. And you
too.
Know me. Right?
Timing as right. well.
And you know me, Mac. So we can talk right here. I've had negative news stories. They're not real.
Right.
Fake. Did not happen. But it cost money to try to fix the internet, and it's not worth it. It actually has helped me. Thank you, because it actually helped me. But you know it's garbage. You and I both know it's garbage. You know me, it's garbage. But it sells. I had my attorney reach out to one of these news outlets, and you know what they straight out said to him? Quote, we make money on the clicks. Nobody wants to go look. It sells. So it's a business, right? Everything's a business. Well, people forget that people get hurt by their business. They forget that the press is supposed to be the person fighting against the government to keep equality.
Here's what you're really good at. You're really good at educating your audience. Your audience has to make, as you said in the other show, your audience has to take responsibility for their own, and they need to educate themselves on what's really going on. So they can actually formulate an informed, I don't want to say informed. Not the right word.
No, it's good. That's good. Informed opinion is the way. You're right. That's it.
Exactly. Instead of
a factual opinion. A fact-based argument.
A conclusion. You know, it's funny. My son had that conversation the other day. Truth is subjective to what the situation is.
Well, truth is subjective to the believer. You took a polygraph before.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? So, and P. Diddy, this whole P. Diddy thing, whether he did it or not, is the prime example of the bait and switch with the media. They're like, don't look at this hand, look at this hand.
Yes, thank you. That's why I wanted you on. So let me ask you a question now, straightforward, with all your experience. And you and I, we're both on the tip of the spear, right?
Yes, sir.
Have we not been, right?
Yes, sir.
So, and you know my background and I know yours. We have very same friends and a lot of the same stuff. Do you think he was a government asset, in your opinion?
Absolutely.
I agree to.
Absolutely.
I agree to.
And it was funny, you talked about the Scott Baio.
Oh, yes. I wanted to. Yeah. Do we have Kerry? Do we have that to run that? Because it's like 10 seconds or so.
Okay,
Kerry,
I have it ready to run.
All right. Let him finish his sentence and let's run it.
No, roll it. Because that's
all right. Roll it and then we'll talk about it. Roll it for a second, Kerry.
Robert De Niro, Rob Reiner, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and others from The View, Rachel Maddow, Mark Ruffalo, Mark Hamill, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Richard Marx, Alec Baldwin, Pink, Ron Howard, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Leo DiCaprio, Oprah, Cardi B, Lizzo, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Jennifer Garner, J-Lo, Andy Cohen, Cher, Bryan Cranston, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kathy Griffin, Michael Keaton, Rosie O'Donnell, John Stamos, Eva Longoria, John Legend and his wife, Spike Lee, Sean Astin, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, Alyssa Milano, Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, Mark Cuban, and others.
Wow. So before you say anything, Matt, the reason I wanted to run that is, A, I was a fan of his all along, so I've always enjoyed his work. I watched him on Happy Days growing up. I watched him on, what was that other one, Charles in Charge. And he himself had people accuse him. I believe Nicole Edgar accused him. And I'm not sure. Don't bot and troll me. I think maybe her on the Charles in Charge she was on. And she accused him. And he was clear to that. Here's a guy that's coming out and naming names who lived through this. And it didn't happen. Now, I took quick notes here because I used my little bit of human background and my behavioral analyst background. I noticed that his notebook was ripped out. And it was definitely done in a methodical way. What's that, Mac? And
the audience just might not know this, but we both had to go to prisoner of war camp where you're hung upside down, you're waterboarded.
Yeah.
It's all to say everybody has a breaking point. Now, you can tell by his, and I think what you're alluding to, if you don't mind me reiterating on it, you're looking at his body language. You're looking
I am,
at
and I also took notes to everything, to whether I he believe he was like, right. I believed him.
You know, I know you know what he looks like. The audience... Yeah. If you, we learn tells, okay? Because we learn interrogation as well. But he looks like a prisoner.
Yes. He looked like somebody that suffered from the accusations that he probably never got past, though he was cleared.
He looks like somebody that's been coerced to do what he did.
That's where I was going to go with my second part of this on my note here.
He was coerced.
I wondered.
Look at how pensive he is. His he body was. Language.
But I did know if you look at the back of the paper, you can see that they carefully crossed out names.
Yep.
If you look at, we break that frame by frame, the sheet was ripped out. I know it's a student and a student. Mm-hmm. When you rip your notebook out, we always peel those things off. It has a paraded edge to pull mm-hmm. off, yeah. or you break them off, right? And
I have met some of the
paper.
People.
It was crossed out.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure that you've met some of the people. I went to high school with Barbara Streisand's niece. I met her. She's probably one of the best humanitarians that I've ever met in my entire life. There's no effing way.
I know.
But here's the thing.
Can I say something?
Yes, of course. They're not there.
I feel like half of the people on that list, okay, I understand they went to the party,
yeah.
but it doesn't mean that they're guilty
no.
of doing
no.
the no. whatever freak off parties, whatever.
How many times we've gone to a party as adults or anybody and all of a sudden cocaine comes out? I don't do it.
Once
I leave.
That goes out,
or I say, oh, this is not where I want to be. You leave, mm-hmm. right? But I mean, I went. You go to a party and you think you're going to network and then you find out what it is and you leave. But I also believe that there was announcements made at some of these events that at a certain hour, the kids had to leave and certain people should leave if you didn't want to be there after a certain hour.
Right.
Not to say what they did was good. I'm saying.
And again, you know, we have to talk to the public and talk and your audience. This is all misinformation because something else is transpiring.
It's bigger. Yeah. There's something big.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I got to say, with this whole music and with this case, the whole music industry is going to be changing.
Honestly.
Like, really.
I think.
It's going to be, people are going to be watched even more. And
they're
it's
watched
not going to be like how it was
but that's
before.
That's not what Mac is saying.
But the thing is, like, people are not going to be silent
Come
anymore.
Come here, Virgil.
So, like, you got to be
people
careful
haven't
what
been silent
do.
In a long time, right? The
Come
Me
here,
Too
Virgil.
Movement.
Yeah. That's what started.
But you know what it is, Mac? You know, I think I know what you're thinking. This is, like you said, watch us here so you don't see this. You have to pay, like I say, you have to pay attention. What's going on globally right now? Mm-hmm. And what are the risks and the things that are occurring to the United States involved in around that maybe we should be looking at, but this is covering the fluffing the headlines. Which
this may be, this may be the first time this is discussed on air. So you stop me if you think to. You know, you're talking about a world government that's been under preparation since the 1940s.
Right.
And within the next 5 years, we can call it here, because you know what we're talking about.
You're going
within the next 5 years, water, have a water, world government.
World government.
It's not a bad thing. So what they're doing is they're trying to keep the populace distracted.
Right. Well, but again, what did I say in the other show? An informed citizen, a vigilant citizen, is a good citizen, but yep. They're not counting on that. They're not counting on those people that actually look into the truth. They count on the person that takes number one and two on Google and believes it. And they run with that.
Here's the deal. You talked about this earlier, and I want to commend you. You have to take personal responsibility. Now, every avatar in history, Jesus, Muhammad Masaya, Muhammad, Confucius, they all said, if you take responsibility for yourself and you act appropriately, you're going to affect two people and two people and two people and two
right,
people.
Pay it forward. Right.
Look what happened. And I'll give you an example. Look what happened with NutraSweet. NutraSweet was everywhere. Okay. I taught people in my classes. I said, if you don't want this poison in your food, stop buying it. Don't stand there with a sign. Don't give the GM
right.
crap.
Take action.
Just don't buy it.
Yeah. So you have a choice. You have a choice. Yeah.
If you're an active participant in your community where it's positive and you guys are discussing these issues, my son called me the other day. I was very proud of him. This is the lens right to our conversation. He's 21. He said, what do you think of the election? I mean, what 21-year-old calls his dad?
Because they're not dialed in.
Well, he's 21.
They're on TikTok.
This is the way I raised them, and I'm sure this is the way you're going to raise your son.
Absolutely.
You and your wife have a great relationship. You have to take personal responsibility. But Bruce Lee, it was Confucius, but Bruce Lee used to say this all the time. Believe nothing that you hear and only half of what you see.
This is very true. I say it on the show all the time. Everything isn't as it seems. And some of the worst things actually occur right before your eyes because they assume that you don't believe you actually saw what you just saw.
So if you take your power back and you are working with your local community, you're working with your children, you're working with your close family members, and you guys are keeping yourselves informed, you're having intelligible conversations, you're active in your community, that's the best thing to do to fight against fake news. Now, my son's generation, they're all about that, and they're kind of sneaky. You know, they call them the gamers. They're not just gamers. They're highly informed. They're very good listeners, and they have their own opinion. They just don't share it. They share it amongst each other. But they're living examples of how you should conduct yourself. And that is a movement, and this is a global movement, by the way, and you know this. This is a movement that the powers that be are not expecting.
No, and you know what? And to bring it back in here, like you're saying, everybody is kind of looking at this in a perspective, and streaming platforms and people that had projects set up with some of these people are now putting a halt to it. Are innocent people being hurt here besides the victims? You know, besides victims that were assaulted. What about people that have nothing to do with that, but were associated with P. Diddy's brand?
They're going to suffer for this. This is not a curse word. And you and I were both around, you know, we were both around organized crime as kids. And they were so, you know, you have to lend them credit in one respect. They were all about the truth.
Right.
And when they found out that somebody in the neighborhood was running your mouth.
Right.
Believe me, it went away very quickly.
Very quickly. Yes.
It's a negative thing.
Right. I was going to do a whole episode because people asked because of the whole government and CIA connection to the mafia. Specifically, documents just came out about Lucky Luciano was actually assisted CIA by helping bring in clean cocaine into the United States.
That is
make the money. And hide the money from IRS to put the money back in CIA needed for covert ops overseas.
Yeah, they wanted it for black ops.
Yep, and black budget money, like skunk works and things.
You know what's interesting about the internet? Information like that is now available to the average person. That's pretty empowering. Right.
And that, it is, but we'll see what happens when Trump takes office in January. He says he's going to release everything, but I got to progress forward. So in that Scott Baio video clip, because we are going to come to a hard close soon. I don't want to run on our time slot. That video went viral. And like Matt said, really, I don't know. I did take note to some things that there was a lot of names crossed off. If you look at that paper clearly, and you have to really look, and that's why I grabbed the notepad, because I was reading the note. I was reading through it and looking. You could see, I could tell you right now without looking at it again, three names were crossed out. Two were heavily crossed out.
You notice how he was looking straight ahead most of the time?
He didn't flick his eyes as many times either. He was trying so hard to focus.
He wasn't reading from the paper.
No, he wasn't. No, he was looking.
He had a teleprompter.
But who wrote that paper?
You know, this is not a bad word, okay? Just so you all know in the audience, spook is a vernacular for somebody who's in the shadows, who doesn't have a social security number. You may want to call them a spy, but there's two guys.
Well, we did a whole episode on the NOC, the non-official cover. The people that paychecks never come back to the IRS.
There's two guys in black suits that are standing behind that teleprompter.
That were never there.
And believe me, they did it. They went over that thing over and over and over again. Now, Scott Baio.
That's why I wrote it down, because I can tell it was done quickly. And it was edits made to it. That's why it was crossed out. It was done on the fly.
Kind of like in our world when somebody committed suicide, but somebody really helped you.
Well, in our world, yeah.
It's a
disgusting reality.
You have to pay attention to his body language. He was coerced. He's afraid.
Attention to details, my friend. Attention to
the
details.
Listen to the way he talked. Listen to the way he spoke. I mean, I was a fan of Scott Baio for years. And
I'm still a fan of him. I want to try to get him on the show.
His diction, everything was mechanical.
Yeah. So, all right, moving forward, because we're coming to a hard close shortly in like minutes. Funny you should mention NDA before, because all these people allegedly signed non-disclosure agreements.
Right.
But here's the thing, legally, again, folks out there, a non-disclosure agreement, you cannot do a non-disclosure agreement to cover a crime. It's not valid, because the crime itself is not able to be, you can't legislate, you can't create a law or a document or a contract around the law. The law is the law. You either follow the law or you deviated from that. You cannot hide that into a document that's enforceable. Now, do they do it? Yes, they all sign NDAs. Everybody does, right? But that does work in civil court, where we were saying before. Okay. That does work in civil court, but that does not apply in criminal court. You cannot NDA your way out of a criminal offense.
That's true.
And why a lot of average
people would think that you can.
Yeah, you can. You can. No, it's a useless document.
Mm-hmm. What's really important, why isn't he in county lockup?
It's a federal. Well, they hit him on federal charges, I believe.
I understand. I mean, it's federal. He's not even in the popular.
Well, he was in, I don't want to say this place. He was in New York in the federal, in Brooklyn. I'll just say Brooklyn.
I understand, but he was never in the populace.
What was my first question to you, Mac? Do you think he's an asset?
Yes, sir.
Is he a government asset?
I believe he's an asset.
And there you go. That's why he wasn't in the populace.
100%. But I don't think he signed up for this.
I think he forcibly signed up for it.
I think the day
went bad when he pulled the trigger on a gun with J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, in a nightclub in New York. I think that was the day he became our asset. That's my opinion. This is speculation.
He didn't go to federal prison.
He didn't even go to anything for that. J-Lo had gun residue on her hand. They know
that. Well, let me leave you with this. I've never met Sean, but do you really think that he's that? He's that maniacal to where he could come up with this whole thing. I tend to think that no,
because I'm going to tell you, when it's about money and power, this stuff, you know, is going to make problems for you. The more people you invite into your little secret world, the more people can talk. And we know what humans do. They talk. And if there's money involved when you're a celebrity, there's money. Do I believe that he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil? Maybe. But who knows what his freak life was. Freak on your own, whatever you do. And you, even if you have a freak party, that's great. That's fine, whatever. But it's only if you're not like abusing people. I don't think anybody that gets that rich wants to do. I just don't see that's not business for him. That's not business. He's not making money with that.
It's a matter of control too, right. And what you can get away with.
There is a sense that was about, we agree. There is a sense of feeling the God syndrome.
Yeah,
I can't, like the kid that was bullied in high school becomes a cop.
Have you ever seen the show, MTV show, Making the Band? He was horrible.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, that's your world, Alan. He's an a-hole. Yeah,
like, get us an FCC violation. People go walk all the way to Manhattan or going to Brooklyn just to get a freaking cake for him.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a game show, though. That's, I mean.
But still, like, and he, his temper.
You've never done an internship before. Because you're running to get coffee.
After I saw that show, no, I'm not going to be no intern for that.
But as we're coming into a hard close, Mac, I thank you for being on the show. Any final thoughts, Mac, for either of us?
I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on, and I'm very excited to be working with you. And Bianca, you're an amazing person and very intelligent, so I'm pleased to meet you. And Eric, again, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. What's the name of your businesses again? And we're going to run the commercials too for you.
It's Chef Michael's Food Hacks and Jarhead Tactical.
And Jarhead Tactical, you provide security and firearms training and prepare home defense, people for security in their home.
Home defense, training, weapons training.
Great. And what's that email again? Jarhead2, not spelling out, just the number 2, @gmail.com. Folks, we will be putting up all his information in commercials. Thank you for coming to the show, Mac. Let me close this out. In conclusion, summary, bringing this in together here, the allegations against P. Diddy obviously is a big fallout. And Scott Baio, Mac brought some very interesting points to play here. There is an interesting intersect in Hollywood, no matter how old you are or how long ago you were in and out, there is a connection. It is kind of weird how that works. There is secrecy in Hollywood, but there has to be, because for every actor, that's a public persona. That's your public life. You have your private life. So there has to, you know, NDAs. I almost said NDE for like a near-death experience. That's for another show. You know, there has to be some sort of protection for your personal life. But when that protection is used to violate somebody else or to obstruction of justice, then that becomes a problem. So it's a cross between secrecy and when secrecy is appropriate and when it's not. You signed an NDA. Because you worked on a project, but there's nothing nefarious.
It's just not. They don't want you to tell people about. But it's nothing like secret like that. It's just a surprise eventually going to be coming out. That's all.
And you know, I really wasn't planning on covering this P. Diddy thing because I don't like to give negative press. I do believe in innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. I believe in our Constitution. I believe in due process. I believe in the jury system. Mm-hmm. And I think that the media, part of it, myself as well, and that's why I didn't want to cover this, but that's why I made it very sure that I prefaced that you are, word of the day again, mm-hmm. that people understand innocent to proven guilty. At no time am I here accusing him of anything. But I think that you have a right to justice, whether you're accused mm-hmm. or a victim, because a lot of times the accused becomes the victim when they are found out to not be what people say. What do they do to fix their life? Mm-hmm. Are you going to give them back the contracts they lost, the job they lost, defaming your name? That's why you have to have responsible media. Right. Mac made a good point. Media needs to be looking at government and being critical of government. That's why we don't have state-run media. We don't have government-run media. They need to be critical, but they also have a duty. They have a responsibility to report what is accurate. Unfortunately, they don't always uphold that because they'll be quick to run a headline story. They'll be quick to put it on the news on the hour, every hour at the top of the hour. And they'll be quick to put the headline. But when the story is over and that person turns out to not be what it is you said, they have turned out not to have done what it is you said, that usually either doesn't end up in at all in the media, or it ends up on page 7 on the bottom. In the bottom paragraph in 2 sentences. They never actually retract or do that. And I think that is a problem. Mm-hmm. And I think many people, and I'm going to close it on this because I could go off forever. Many people are forced to take plea agreements because the media has tarnished all availability to a fair and equal jury of their peers. When your peers are being told by people that I look up to for news, and if their elected official is there at, on the news, people believe that. They want, that's what they follow. And then that is a disadvantage. Everybody should be alarmed at that. Everybody. Because you know what? It could be you tomorrow. It could be your family member tomorrow. Next time you're looking at anything, P. Diddy or any of these cases, you have to wonder, what is the news going to cover later on? And what are the ramifications for all the people involved? Are you going to fix that for them? I don't think so. And I think that's why we have to be responsible. And again, we have to verify what it is we look at. And when we research and we Google and we use Bing or DuckDuckGo, be sure to make sure your sites and this information is valid, right?
Right.
Do you have anything to close with?
I'm just glad to be back.
Other than closing us out with the beautiful national anthem. But.
Yes. No, I'm just glad to be back and looking forward to what the future holds.
We are here, folks. We are here with Syndication. And be sure to check out Eric A. Sinati Unplugged on every night, iHeart, on Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile iHeart Radio, Monday night, 7 p.m. We're on FM and AM every other night of the week. We're on every single podcast platform. Don't miss us. As always, folks, as always, Sinati's call to action. Keep your head on a swivel, folks. 360, 365. 360 degrees, 180 forward, 180 backwards, times 365 days a year. You must keep your head on a swivel because danger never takes a day off, so neither can we. Stay alert and demand the truth from those in power. In closing, again, thank you very much for joining me on the Hostile Zone, and a very special welcome back to Miss Bianca CSEA. I appreciate you. You are a wonderful co-host. Be sure to tune in to the next episode for more invaluable insights. And we will be looking for you to tune in for the hard-hitting discussions, unfiltered truths. So good night, and remember, stay vigilant. And as always, I'm closing with a historical quote. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Hear this, folks. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Martin Luther King. Words to live by. Words to live by. Now, we have the joke of the day. So, Carrie, bring in Mac for the joke of the day to close us out. All right. Ready, Mac? I got the joke of the day for you.
I'm here.
All right. Why don't Hollywood parties ever start on time?
I have no idea.
Because everybody's too busy signing their NDA. Gotcha.
That's good. I like that.
All right, folks, we'll catch you on the next episode. Again, thank you very much. Very big welcome back to Miss Bianca. Miss Bianca's going to take us out with pride, glory, and honor. And how are you going to do that?
By singing the national anthem, of course.
A cappella.
A cappella.
Let's bring it. See you next time, folks. Don't go anywhere. Listen to Miss Bianca. You need to hear it. God bless America. God bless you, folks.
Oh, say. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, get through the night, that a flag was still there.
And she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner